This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
In the news this month, monster black holes and feeding time for Sagittarius A star. Black holes come in various sizes. Some, the result of stellar explosions, have masses of a few times that of the Sun, but these are tiny compared to those that sit in the centres of galaxies. Such galactic black holes often have masses of several million times that of the Sun. The largest one known so far, with a mass of 6.3 billion solar masses, is that in the centre of the giant elliptical galaxy M87. And, while the observed characteristics of quasars in the early universe suggest that at least some of these extremely luminous objects were powered by black holes more than 10 billion solar masses, no remnants of such monsters have yet been found in the local universe. But now, a US-Canadian team have discovered not just one, but two central black holes with masses far exceeding that of the black hole in M87. The team, led by Nicholas McConnell of the University of California, used the Gemini North and Keck 2 telescopes in Hawaii to observe two relatively nearby massive elliptical galaxies. To measure the masses of the central black holes, the team used devices known as integral field spectrographs, detectors which can record spectra at several points on the sky simultaneously. By looking at the spectra from the cores of these galaxies, the astronomers could determine the speed of the stars around the black hole from the shift in the colour caused by the Doppler effect. The faster a star moves, the greater the colour shift. The speed of an object in orbit is determined by the mass of the stuff inside that orbit, so measuring the motions of the stars and modelling the velocity distributions enabled the astronomers to calculate the masses of the black holes in these two galaxies. In most galaxies, however, such a measurement is difficult, if not impossible, so other indirect methods of estimating black hole masses have to be used. Both of the galaxies observed in this study, NGC 3842 and NGC 4889, are of a type known as brightest cluster galaxies, or BCGs, so called because they are giant elliptical galaxies located near the centre of their home clusters. NGC 4889 is the brightest galaxy in the Coma cluster, located some 103 megaparsecs from the Milky Way. Since larger galaxies tend to host heavier black holes, such galaxies are good places to look in the search for extremely massive black holes. So far, only 65 galaxies have had their black hole masses measured directly, and only 4 of those have been BCGs, like the two galaxies in this study, so very little is known about the properties of extremely massive black holes and how they relate to their host galaxies. The observations, published in Nature on December the 8th, show that the black holes at the centre of both NGC 3842 and NGC 4889 are extremely massive, the most massive black holes so far found in the local universe, with that in NGC 3842 having a mass of 9.7 billion solar masses, and that in NGC 4889 having a comparable, and possibly slightly larger, mass. These new results show that extremely massive black holes, such as those thought to have existed in the early universe, do still exist today. The study also has implications for galaxy evolution models. There is a widely used relation between black hole mass and the range of speeds of stars in a given galaxy, a quantity known as the stellar velocity dispersion. But these new discoveries show that, for black holes with very large masses, the relationship breaks down, suggesting a different evolutionary process for such galaxies. The closest supermassive black hole to the solar system is the one sitting in the middle of the Milky Way. Located in the middle of our galaxy's central bulge, this particular black hole, known as Sagittarius A star, has a mass of only 4 million times that of the Sun. Unlike black holes in many other galaxies, Sagittarius A star is currently quiet. Compared to other supermassive black holes thought to be about the same size, ours is very faint, suggesting that the rate of accretion of material from the surrounding environment is currently very low. But now, a team of astronomers have detected a cloud of gas on an orbit which will take it extremely close to the black hole. Because it is so much closer to us, directly measuring the mass of Sagittarius A star is far easier than for supermassive black holes in other galaxies. Since 1992, a team of astronomers have been observing Sagittarius A star and its surrounding stars regularly. Using images taken with the Very Large Telescope in Chile, the researchers have been following the motions of individual stars in orbit around the black hole, allowing them to make a direct measurement of its mass. In the December the 15th issue of Nature, they report that during the course of their observations, they have discovered a cloud of gas which is on an orbit which will take it into the accretion zone of the black hole. The cloud has a mass of roughly 3 times that of the Earth, and will pass the black hole at a distance of just 36 light hours, sometime in the summer of 2013. Since 1992, only 2 stars have been observed to pass this close to the black hole. Observations of the cloud over the last 3 years show that it has already begun to break up. It is currently moving towards the black hole at 1,700 kilometers per second, and a combination of pressure from the surrounding less dense gas, together with the gravitational shear caused by the black hole itself, will create instabilities which will disrupt the cloud, causing it to disintegrate as it travels towards the black hole. The researchers predict that as shocks cause the cloud to disrupt, its temperature should increase to more than 1 million degrees, causing X-ray emission. If the cloud fragments, then the X-ray emission should vary as shock fronts pass through the different parts of the cloud. The team also suggests that, as the cloud passes the black hole along its highly elliptical orbit, some of the gas may collide with other parts of the cloud, pushing it into a circular orbit, from where it will be likely to accrete onto the black hole. Since little is known about the detailed physics of black hole accretion, observations across the electromagnetic spectrum during the next decade will provide astronomers with a unique laboratory for testing our understanding of the process. And finally, December 16th saw Comet Lovejoy fly through the Sun's atmosphere and later emerge intact, something many thought was impossible. Comets are composed of a compact core of dirt and ice, leaving a dusty trail of debris behind in their orbital paths. Comet Lovejoy was discovered by Terry Lovejoy on December 2, 2011, and was quickly found to be a member of the Crookes family of sun-grazing comets. Such sun-grazing comets are numerous and typically very small, but Lovejoy is some 10 times larger than usual, estimated to be around 200 meters in diameter. The orbit of the comet was predicted to take it through the Sun's hot atmosphere, passing just 1,200 kilometers above the stellar surface. Many observers expected that because of the comet's size, it would not survive the encounter, but images from telescopes such as the orbiting SOHO and the twin STEREO spacecraft quickly showed that the comet had in fact survived intact. As the comet continued on its orbit, moving away from the Sun, it began to regrow its tail of debris, resulting in quite a spectacle in the early morning sky. The fact that the comet survived its encounter with the Sun suggests that it was significantly larger than 200 meters in size before passing through the corona, possibly as large as 500 meters. The comet continues to put on an impressive show as it moves away from the Sun, but the possibility remains that the encounter significantly weakened the nucleus, and it could still break up completely.